Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio, I'm Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival, talking to Liao Fan and Kuei Lun Mei, the actors of Black Hole Thin Eyes, the Chinese film in the competition here at the festival. So my first question is for Liao Fan. I mean, you're a very versatile actor. You've acted both in mainstream and independent movies, and I want to know, how was the experience on the set of this film, which is an art house movie, I would say?
谢谢你还对我那么了解，然后我这次演的。So
what we've got here is sort of a black film, sort of some kind of film noir, but also it's a criminal story, and what we wanted to do is take that kind of story and then see if we could put something more in there, if we could find some turning point, if you like, in there, and see what we can express with that, or how we can express things in addition to that setting.
And my second question is for Kuei Lun Mei. You play the role of the femme fatale in the film, which is, I mean, the kind of, let's say, character which already has a long tradition. So I wanted to know whether you were scared to confront this role, and what do you think you added of personal, of your self to this character?
首先先谢谢你的问题。
Well, actually, when I acted, I didn't really think of that role in that way, sort of the femme fatale, really. I didn't think of it as being sort of a very classic, traditional kind of a role, but rather, I think she is quite a normal person, because we all have something dark in ourselves, we all have something or other that we hide in our lives, and I think she does have a story already. She's quite, how do we put this, she doesn't need a lot of exterior things to add to express to her, to express her personality. I think her sort of attractiveness comes from within, and there is not a lot I needed to add in order to make that happen, really.
Mr. Liao, you're, let's say, the protagonist of the film. It's a very complex and complicated role, because you have to express a whole range of emotion. And your character undergoes an evolution throughout the film. So I want to know, how did you understand your character? How did you manage to play this character? If you had a lot of rehearsals with the director, or a lot was improvised, I mean, it must not be easy to get into that particular character.
这个问题问得挺难回答的，怎么能够做到？
That's a very good question. We did have quite a bit of freedom to act ourselves, and I had at the time some experience in my life that I could use in the character, some kind of the ways I felt sometimes, or the moods I was in at the time were quite suitable for me to express myself in that character. And of course, we discussed the script and we discussed the characters amongst each other, and then we could be somewhat creative with the exterior. For example, we decided to have my character eat himself to become really fat, and to be a drinker, and that was sort of the creative exterior that we made up in the process. And then also what I thought helpful was sort of, I wanted to see how policemen actually work, how they go and arrest criminals, how I talk to them to see how does this work when you arrest someone. And then it never happened that I actually was able to go with them on such an occasion. But sometimes it's also very different in reality and in films. Like if you think of that scene where they suddenly shoot at someone, these are things that I was quite interested in understanding how they work in real life as well. We did lots of preparation work also to get to know each other, of course, to work together. We went ice skating together, for example. But there was one problem that at minus 30 degrees, sometimes your brain doesn't work and you forget all about the things that you'd so carefully prepared, and then all you can do is just rely on your instincts as an actor and go and make the most of it in the situation that you're in.
Great. Another question for the actress. I mean, you're a young Taiwanese actress. This film is, let's say, produced in mainland China. So I want to know whether you find any differences between working in Taiwan and working in mainland China.
It was actually the first time that I worked with a complete mainland Chinese team. And so I can't say too much about what it's like to work in mainland China yet, because it was the first time. But I think I consider myself very lucky to have been able to work with such good partners. And also with the director, we often talked about scenes that we liked. And, you know, we were able to express our opinions there and discuss that. And I worked with really good colleagues like Wang Xuebin and Wang Jinchun, Liao Fan. And I think we all share that love and passion for film. We all have that in common. We all respect each other. We respect our work. And so I think the cooperation was really good. And it was more or less the same as the experience I've made in Taiwan. We are a good team of partners who are all in the same business. And it was a very enjoyable and agreeable experience for me.
A last question for whoever wants to answer. The film has been very warmly received. So are you surprised at that? Are you happy? How was your reaction to this very warm acknowledgement of your film?
我为什么要吃惊呢? 我看这个电影的时候也非常的
positive surprise I think we had when we saw the film was we thought it was even better than we thought it would be. And that moment after the premiere, before we were led on stage, we were waiting in this side corridor, and one of the German people who works here actually said they were so honored to receive such actors, such good actors with such a good film. They thought the film was so great, and that for them was just a really very lovely experience.
Thank you very much for your time. Today we had the chance to talk to Liao Fan and Gui Lunmei, the main actress of Black Hole Thin Ice, the Chinese film by Diao Yinan, playing here in the competition of the Berlinale. I'm Eddie Bertotti, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.